Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about something that catches a lot of NSW agents off guard, CPD. Specifically, whether your CPD requirements are the same as everyone else's. And the short answer is, they might not be.
Right, and this is the article, CPD for Assistant Agents versus Licensed Agents in NSW. What's different? I think a lot of people assume CPD is CPD. Same content, same units, everyone just enrolls in the same thing.
Very common assumption. And it surprises people, especially those moving up from an assistant agent role into a full license. The training you needed last year might not be the training you need this year. The reason is license class.
So walk me through how NSW actually structures this.
So NSW splits real estate licensing into classes. In broad terms, Class 3 is the assistant agent working under supervision. Class 2 is the full license, which lets you work more independently. And Class 1 is the licensee in charge, the person who can actually run an agency.
And each class carries different responsibilities.
Exactly. And NSW Fair Trading ties the CPD requirement to those responsibilities. So it's not one rule for everyone. Your obligations come from the class on your certificate or license, not from some single standard that applies across the board.
Okay, so in practice, if I'm an assistant agent sitting next to a fully licensed colleague, are we doing different CPD?
You could be. The number of units, the topics, the focus of the training, all of that can vary depending on your class. An assistant agent does the CPD set for assistant agents. A licensed agent does the CPD set for their class. The two aren't automatically the same.
That's where people get caught. They just do what their colleague did and roll in the same thing and find out later it didn't match their category.
And that's a real risk. Doing the wrong CPD can leave you non-compliant at renewal, even if you put in the hours and did the work. You've done something, but it doesn't count because it didn't match your license class.
So how do you make sure you're actually doing the right one?
Two things to check before you enroll. First, confirm which license class you hold. That's right there on your certificate of registration or your license. Second, look up the current CPD requirement for that class on the NSW Fair Trading website. 2 minutes before you start can save you a lot of trouble at renewal.
And the article makes the point that requirements can change. So even if you've done CPD before, you can't just assume the same rules apply again.
Right. The principle is consistent. Your CPD needs to match the class you hold, but the specifics are set by NSW Fair Trading, and they do get updated. Always check the current requirement, not just what applied last time.
What about the moment when someone moves up a class? Say you've just gone from assistant agent to a full license. That seems like exactly when things fall through the cracks.
That's exactly the scenario the article flags. New class means a potentially new requirement. A lot of people default to what they did last year without realizing their CPD obligation may have shifted with their new responsibilities. Moving up is the moment to double check.
New license, new rules. Okay, once you've got the right category sorted, how does the actual CPD work with Archer?
The delivery is the same whatever class you hold. It's online and self-paced, and most people complete it in a day. You work through the units that apply to your category, finish your assessments, and download your completion certificate. That keeps you compliant for another year.
A day is pretty manageable. I think people sometimes put CPD off because they imagine it's going to take over an entire week.
It doesn't have to be. And if you're not sure which units apply to your category, that's something the Archer team can help you sort out. You tell them your class, they help you match the right CPD to your license.
So you're not just handed a catalog and left to figure it out on your own.
There's real support behind it. Australian-based team, you can actually call them.
All right, one takeaway. What should someone listening do right now?
Check your class. Your certificate of registration or your license will tell you exactly where you sit in the NSW framework. Then confirm the current CPD requirement for that class with NSW Fair Trading. Get those two things right before you enroll in anything.
And for the full breakdown, the article goes into more depth on what NSW CPD covers. There's also a state-by-state guide on the Archer website if you work across more than one state.
Read the full article at the Archer Institute blog. And when you're ready to get your CPD done, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized, online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Check your class, confirm your requirement, then get it done.
That's it. Thanks for listening.